With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former President Trump was on the campaign trail last night in Bozeman, Montana, where he spoke about the importance of voters in that state.
Hello, Montana. I've been traveling all over the state. I'll tell you, I know Montana better than you know. I was all over your state today. Everything's 2 hours. When are we going to be there? 2 hours, sir. 2 hours.
And the former president explained what he sees as the stakes in the 2024 election.
This election is about saving our economy, ending inflation, securing our borders, restoring respect for our nation. We're no longer respected. Preventing World War III, especially for all these young people, these young, beautiful people. We don't want to get them into World War III.
Most Americans agree democracy is on the ballot this November, but they disagree on the nature of that threat. Many Democrats continue to see Donald Trump as a threat to democracy. Many Trump supporters feel the exact same way about the Biden-Harris administration and her candidacy. Hamas continues to use children and other civilians as human shields. The Israeli military says it conducted a strike against a Hamas command center located inside a school in Gaza.
The Hamas-controlled agency said three Israeli rockets hit the school in the Daraj district of Gaza City, which was being used as a shelter for displaced people. It's reported that fire broke out after the strike, with emergency workers trying to rescue those inside. Israeli forces have attacked a number of schools in Gaza in recent weeks. They insist their targets were Hamas bases and claim they take steps to mitigate the number of civilian casualties.
That is the BBC's Jenny Hill reporting from Jerusalem. Hamas is well known to use such civilian sites to hide their command centers. This is SRN News. An atheist group goes after a religious organization.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation has filed a formal complaint with the Internal Revenue Service seeking to have the tax-exempt status of the Catholic League revoked. The foundation accuses the League of dabbling in politics because of a series of social media posts that point out Vice President Kamala Harris's support for abortion and the LGBT agenda. The League says it has First Amendment rights and will not stop posting. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The state of Louisiana has some new pro-family laws, including some that had been blocked by the former Democrat governor, John Bel Edwards. Now that Republican Jeff Landry has entered office, previously vetoed bills have been able to pass and go into law. One new statute broadly bars teachers from discussing so-called gender identity and sexual orientation in schools. The measure also prohibits topics during any extracurricular activity that students might take part in. This is SRN News. New federal rules designed to promote transgenderism among students at public schools and colleges are now in effect in some places, but only across about half the nation. The courts have temporarily blocked enforcement in 25 states and hundreds of individual colleges and schools as well. Vice President Kamala Harris working to make Nevada look less like a political gamble in the November election. The Democrat candidate pays a visit to the state today with her new running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. It's the final stop of a battleground blitz in which Democrat voters are showing some new energy after President Biden exited the race and Harris replaced him at the top of the ticket. That new enthusiasm has enabled the party to boost their turnout efforts. Meanwhile, former President Donald Trump and Republican strategists say there will be a brief honeymoon period for Harris and her campaign. They predict it will decline soon. More details at SRNNews.com.